This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. With no end in sight of the outbreak, the economic repercussions from the shutdown of Chinese industry could trigger recessions in Japan and Singapore. We get more from Reuters' Libby Hogan.
Coronavirus numbers continued to climb in China's Hubei province on Sunday. Officials reported nearly 2,000 new cases and 100 new deaths. That's despite authorities imposing tough new restrictions on movement. Authorities imposed a ban on vehicle travel across the province. And at least 48 cities have new lockdown policies, where residents of building blocks or neighbourhoods must register to be let in or out. Meanwhile, Singapore reported its biggest jump in virus cases so far, rising to 67, one of the highest tallies outside of China. The city also downgraded its 2020 outlook for its economy. It and Japan now face the looming possibility of recession under the impact of the virus.
Reuters' Libby Hogan reporting. A U.S. Embassy coalition spokesman says that no one was injured after several rockets struck a base in Iraq's capital that hosts a U.S.-led military coalition. That attack is the latest in a recent string of attacks targeting coalition troops. Last month, Qasem Soleimani, Iran's most powerful general, was killed in a U.S. drone strike in Baghdad. Days later, U.S. service members were injured in an Iranian-launched missile attack on an Iraqi base. More than 1,100 former U.S. prosecutors and Justice Department officials called Sunday for the resignation of U.S. Attorney General William Barr after he intervened to shorten the political corruption sentence for Roger Stone, a longtime confidant of President Trump. Barr and top Justice Department officials expressed shock by the length of the suggested sentence, and President Trump called it a miscarriage of justice. So Barr intervened, and the Justice Department then said the initial recommendation could be considered excessive and unwarranted. This is VOA News. Candidates for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination campaign ahead of next Saturday's caucuses in Nevada continue, AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
At a Democratic Party gala near the site of the Las Vegas massacre, former Vice President Joe Biden criticized Bernie Sanders' vote in 2005 to protect gun makers from being sued.
We gave immunity to gun manufacturers. Look at what they've done.
Sanders says his populist plans are what the people want.
The agenda that we are bringing forth is exactly the agenda the working class of this country wants.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren calls it a key election.
I believe that 2020 is our moment in history.
Former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg says old ideas won't beat President Donald Trump.
We can't go up against the most disruptive president in American history, both by falling back on the familiar.
I'm Tim McGuire.
At an annual security conference, world leaders discussed the changing relationship in the world between West and East, and in particular, the rift between the United States and Europe. VOA's Marissa Melton with details.
The United States and Europe appeared deeply divided over the transatlantic relationship following a key security conference Friday through Sunday in the German city of Munich. German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier opened the conference with a speech that accused Washington of rejecting the idea of an international community and warned of growing threats from Russia and China. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Europe should look to the tens of thousands of U.S. troops defending NATO's border with Russia. He also pledged $1 billion to help Eastern European countries end their dependence on Russian gas. For Europe, French President Emmanuel Macron said the United States was undergoing a rethink of its relationship with Europe, and the continent must take charge of its own destiny. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres Sunday began a three-day visit to Pakistan by urging the international community to support countries that continue to host millions of refugees from war-shattered Afghanistan. The UN chief also called for India and Pakistan to defuse tensions over Kashmir and emphasize the absolute need for Indian authorities to fully respect human rights in the disputed majority Muslim region. Guterres is in Islamabad to meet with Pakistani leaders and deliver a keynote address to an international conference Monday, marking Pakistan's four decades of support for Afghan refugees. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.